You're listening to the all-new Breeze, 97.1. This is the Breeze Special Program, and my name is Ben Johnson. Right now we're looking at Pat Metheny and his work, and we're speaking to him about the new tour, which is about to leave to go across the country. Letter from Home is the name of the album they're supporting. And right now, here's the title track from it on the Breeze Special Program.
This interview, I introduced you as probably one of the finest guitarists in the world, which is surely something you've heard a lot over recent years. That, in a way, must be a burden for you to carry, such a title.
Well, it isn't really, because I don't see it like that myself. You know, to me, I'm just, trying to get the right notes out, you know, the way I sort of hear it. I mean, I definitely don't spend a whole lot of time sitting around thinking, yes, I'm one of the greatest guitar players. But, you know, to me, you know, even the whole thing about being a guitar player, you know, I have to remind myself sometimes that, yes, I'm a guitar player, because I don't think of myself like that. I mean, the guitar is sort of an extension of what I do as a musician, and it's kind of my voice as a musician. But, you know, the guitar has this thing where people are kind of guitar crazy, and there's, you know, guitar magazines, and there's a whole guitar mentality that I've always felt pretty separate from. You know, I don't worry too much about technique, or, you know, to be the fastest guy, or to be the slickest guy, or to do this or to do that. I basically just kind of play the melodies that are in my head, and they, you know, the fact that I play the guitar is sort of the instrument that I use to get them out, but it's not a big thing for me to be a guitar player. That's like fourth or fifth on my priority list. But
what's closer to the top?
Well, top is to be a good musician, you know, to play things that have a sort of internal resonance to me personally that I feel are meaningful. And, you know, if I'm sitting at a piano keyboard, or if I'm not anywhere near an instrument, it doesn't matter that much to me. I'm still going to hear the same melodies in my head. And, you know, if I were to sit down at a piano, I would play the same melody that I would play on the guitar. It's just a different fingering, or a different sound or something. But to me, the important thing is to whatever you play, put yourself in it so that there's some kind of life inside the notes. And you know, the style that it's in or the instrument that it's played on really don't mean that much to me as a listener or as a player.
Bye.
That is Pat Metheny on the Breeze special program and a cut called Third Wind from the compact disc Still Life Talking. We're doing a Pat Metheny special right now, and we appreciate you joining us. Pat Metheny speaking with us live from New York City on the eve of the tour from the new LP, Letter from Home. And we're going to check out some tracks that were recorded live during the tour. He completed just about 6 months ago in just a moment.
Some people like reading about science, technology, and sports. Some people like reading about nature, the environment, and travel. And others like reading about history, culture, and the arts. What single magazine can possibly satisfy everyone? Smithsonian. Every month, Smithsonian arrives like a rich treat to be savored. The photography is lush and brilliant. The design is contemporary. And the articles, a series of fascinating delights. Children, grown-ups, people of all ages will benefit from having Smithsonian. Everyone will cherish it and look forward to its arrival. In fact, once you get Smithsonian, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it.
To receive Smithsonian Magazine, take advantage of this great offer. Get 12 issues and become an associate member of the famous Smithsonian Institution with all privileges for only $20. Call toll-free 800-548-5622 now. That's 800-548-5622.
I feel the rhythm of the road coming on strong. Phillips 66 keeps me moving along. It's the good things that keep you going.
Good things like super clean unleaded gasolines to clean up your car's engine and keep it running clean.
It's the good things like Phillips 66. Good things for cars and the people who drive them.
My father always used to tell me, Bobby, I want you to have all the advantages I never had, and I want you to do all the things I never did. The problem was, one of the things he never did was to take care of his high blood pressure. That's why I'm taking care of mine. Maybe that's why I'm around to enjoy my beautiful grandchildren.
Do what your doctor says. Treat your high blood pressure and live to do all the things they never did. A message from the National High Blood Pressure Education Program.
Welcome to the all-new Breeze 97.1. Hi, this is Ben Johnson. Welcome back to the Breeze special program. It was December 1st, 1987 that Pat Metheny threw a special party for a few friends at the Vic in Chicago. It was broadcast live to radio audiences throughout the country. We're listening to a digital recording of that concert, the Pat Metheny Group, live on the Breeze special. Pat Metheny recorded live in concert at the Vic in Chicago on the Breeze Special Program. Pat Metheny is our feature for this special show. Pat Metheny is an artist who completed an 11-month world tour ending in March 88 with shows in all of Europe, Japan, North America, and South America. On this historical tour, the Pat Metheny Group became the first American group to tour the Soviet Union with full production. They performed 13 shows in front of enthusiastic sold-out crowds in Leningrad, Moscow, and Kiev. And Pat will be joining us shortly to talk about that tour when the Breeze Special returns.
Last week, us Freak Toes rustlers was riding the range when...
Swim, look over there!
Luke spotted a new breed, Ranch Freak Toes. They looked wild, but they was actually sort of mild. Why, one even let Luke pet it.
Nice Freak Toes.
We rustled up this whole bag of wild and mild Ranch Freak Toes corn chips. They got a creamy ranch flavor. Take it from me.
Okay.
Didn't mean that literally, Luke.
Too late, Slim.
Rustle up new wild and mild ranch flavor Fritos corn chips.
Discover the wonders of our world. Every month in Smithsonian Magazine, you'll explore the richness and variety of human experience and come face-to-face with our past and present, our science and art, and the world around us. Get the next 12 issues of this remarkable magazine and become an associate member of the Smithsonian Institution for just $20. Call toll-free 800-228-2400. Get a full year of Smithsonian Magazine and discover the wonders of our world. Call 800-228-2400 now.
How can you make your way safe?
Win big at the Buick Open. Take home a purse of $180,000 without swinging a club in the Silver Anniversary Buick Open Sweepstakes. Register now through July 31st, 1989 at your participating Buick dealer. You could win one of many prizes, including the grand prize of $180,000 cash. Now's your chance to be on a par with the pros. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Must be a licensed driver 18 years or older. See participating dealer for details.
For those of you who do it alone, who stand by a loved one with Alzheimer's disease, now there's someone to stand by you. The Alzheimer's Association.
Just as long as you stand by me.
For the St. Louis Alzheimer's Association chapter, call 432-3422. Someone is there to stand by you.
You're in tune with the all-new Breeze, 97.1. This is the Breeze Special Program, and I'm Ben Johnson. We're continuing our focus on Pat Metheny with the title track from the 1979 release, New Chautauqua. Pat Metheny on the Breeze.
Thank you.
This is the Breeze Special Program, and I'm Ben Johnson. We're speaking with Pat Metheny in New York City. Who's caught your attention in instrumentalists, vocalists, for that matter, lately?
Well, there's a bunch of exceptionally talented young musicians that have emerged in the last few years. I pretty much go with the general. I mean, I'm not going to list any real surprising names here to most people, but I can also put my name on their fan club list. John Scofield is a guy that comes to mind. He's somebody I've known for years, actually, for 10 or 15 years now, and I've always loved the way he's played. And in fact, now that he's starting to get more attention than he used to, I feel like justice is being done, because I always felt like he was one of the most exciting young musicians, and finally people are starting to hear about him more. He's certainly my favorite guitar player amongst the other guitar players of my generation, basically. I'm a big Wynton Marsalis fan, like most people. I think he's really doing a great job of continuing a tradition on his instrument and expanding on it, too. I just heard his new record recently, which I think is a real major step forward for him, and I'm a big supporter of what he tried to do with music. There's a few younger players around New York, Steve Coleman and Greg Osby. Carrie Lynn Carrington's a musician that's starting to get more attention now, who are, it's funny, like you said before, I'm 34, but that kind of makes me in the generation above those guys, because they're like 25 or 26 or something like that, but they are younger than me, so it's great to see younger guys coming up that are really dealing with music on a pretty serious level.
Now, I read somewhere that you'd said some pretty glowing things about Tonino Horta.
He's a real close friend of mine. I spend most of my time that I'm not on the road in Brazil. That's kind of become my second home lately. And we've played a lot down there. I've played on a couple of his records that are available only in Brazil. And he's one of my favorite musicians, and definitely one of my favorite composers. He writes such gorgeous tunes. I'm a huge fan of his.
It seems like the whole contemporary jazz world is having a love affair with Brazilian music over the last 5 years or so. Why is that?
Well, actually, from my point of view, it's gone on much longer than that. I think that jazz, American jazz, and Brazilian pop music have always been very closely related. At least for the last 25 years, it's been very pronounced. Since the original bossa nova thing that happened in the early 60s and late 50s. Which, in fact, was very strongly influenced by American jazz. But Brazilian pop music and jazz have one thing really in common, which is there's a lot of chords going on. There's a lot of harmonic interest in the music. And for me, that's probably the main attraction. First, composers like Milton Nascimento, Ivan Lins, you mentioned Tonio. These are guys that are dealing with harmony on a very high level. And in fact, the only other two places I find people dealing with chords quite this much are in contemporary jazz and, of course, in classical music. So often pop music is very simple harmonically, which I also like, but I really like hearing all those chords. That's the main attraction for me.
This is the Breeze Special Program. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's the music of Pat Metheny. I thank you for joining us on this special program where we've been looking at the music and the life of Pat Metheny.
I love tennis. I'm crazy about it. I live, eat, and breathe tennis. If I'm not playing tennis, I'm watching. And if I'm not watching tennis, I'm reading Tennis Magazine. Tennis Magazine serves up everything I want to know about tennis. And I want to know everything. Each month, Tennis Magazine gives me articles on instruction, equipment, resorts, fashion, even the truly outstanding personalities of tennis today. Maybe I should be in there. Anyway, if you love tennis, you'll love Tennis Magazine.
Subscribe now. Get 12 issues of Tennis Magazine for only $9.97. Just call 800-227-1900. 12 issues of Tennis Magazine for only $9.97. Call now. We'll throw in a free professional instruction booklet to help make you better, faster. Call 800-227-1900. I tell you, anyone who loves tennis is going to love Tennis Magazine. Subscribe now. That's 800-227-1900.